Paul Kelly of the Haven Hotel here in Dunmore East. It is an incredible day in Dunmore. The sun is absolutely belting down through the stones and there's renovation works happening outside.
Well, we're just coming to the end of the construction of the new venue that we have, Kelly's Room. We're down to the kind of clean-up stage now and tidy up. And as usual, it'll go down to the last few minutes. A very fast construction project. Michael Murphy has done a superb job for us, as he always does, and we're almost there.
You've been here a very, very long time. The Haven Hotel is synonymous with Dunmore East. You really met the needs of what people wanted. You had a marquee there for a long time because the Haven is a huge place for events, for weddings. This building makes sense, Paul.
Oh, yeah. The building is an incredible building. It was built in 1864. We came here, interestingly enough, in 1964. So we'll be 61 years here this year. Well, the building couldn't survive without expanding on the business as such, which we had the marquee there, which had its little problems and stuff. But I mean, that's all done and finished right now. So we were kind of forced into a situation of building, which we did. And we thought, well, look, if we're going to do it, we do it right. Here we are. It's been a golden lining on the cloud.
Working in an industry like this is never easy. You have rising costs. Every day is difficult, but it must be phenomenal to walk through the halls here. And the history is almost in the walls themselves, Paul.
Oh, it's incredible. The history and the stories and going back over the years, if the walls could tell tales, it'd be make quite interesting read.
Looking back over your time here, it comes into its own. It's vibrant. You have an influx of visitors. I'm looking outside now. I can see the bay. The sun is sparkling off the sea. It is a phenomenal picture.
It's good all year round in Dunmore. A lot of people prefer Dunmore in the winter when it's more relaxed and sedate. And with the new venue now, we'll be able to accommodate people all throughout the year, do gigs or weddings or events or whatever. So it'll bring business to the village all year round, which is very important. You can't survive in this business unless you have an all year round business. And unfortunately, Dunmore traditionally is just a tourist venue. So your summer months are They're paramount, but you need to be expanding on your business for the winter as well.
The kind of clientele that come to the door of the Haven here, is it surprisingly people from the area, Paul, or would you have overseas visitors mostly? What would be your typical clientele?
Oh, it takes all kinds. All kinds, let me tell you.
Hang on now, there's a smirk there. I'm going to need you to expand on this.
We like quirky. There would have been a few celebrities that stayed here over the time when Echoes was filmed here in the 80s, I'm going to say. But yeah, there's a few famous people, but we like to think we're the most famous people here anyway.
Oh, I like this answer. I like this very much. The doors are ready to open on this gorgeous new development. I'm going to ask you a very personal question. You can tell me where to go if you like. Was it a very costly endeavour?
Ah, yeah. But I mean, as I said, we had to do it right. So the cost is somewhat irrelevant, really. Once we were given the funding for it, that was fine. We said we'd do it right. Go big or go home, basically, you know. It expands the legacy for the family. It's future-proof now for the next 60 years, hopefully.
What would be your hope for Dunmore East for the next few years? Because it's evolving, like every other town and village is evolving. What would you like to see being done here or maybe being invested in, Paul?
I'd like to see places that have closed reopening. There's been too many businesses closed in the village and everyone needs to feed off each other. It needs expansion. It needs facilities for the people that are living here. It needs housing for the locals to be able to buy housing. My three kids would love to be able to live in Dunmore, but at the moment there's not the housing available. That'd be my hope anyway.
And just as I was walking through the doors, I noticed the amazing lions outside, right? They caught my attention immediately. But as you come in, everything I see here is such an eclectic mix of past and present. Where do you source everything from? Or is there any item in here with a very quirky sort of a history, Paul?
Well, the lions themselves were the last thing my dad bought before he passed. There was a tradesman had them in the back of a van. He was looking to offload them and dad was supposed to go on holidays, but he didn't go for health reasons. So we decided to buy these. They're part of the furniture of the building now, part of the fabric. As I say, we like quirky. We just pick up stuff as we go along. We're not your traditional hotel. We like to think we're a bit different. That's the way the staff like it as well, that it's different. One big family.
And I can see the gorgeous sun area outside. The tables are all being hosed down. It's beautiful sunny weather. Paul, I wish you much success for many years to come here in the beautiful Haven Hotel. Thank you for talking to me.
Thank you very much, Delphine.